Voters will soon head to the polls in the first round of elections for local offices in Pennsylvania. Primary elections for judges, mayors, school directors, and some election workers are on May 20th. In Philadelphia, voters are keeping an eye on the race for district attorney. Secretary of State Al Schmidt says turnout is generally low for local elections, even though they offer more tangible impact for voters.
There's sort of a perverse relationship between voter participation and how important these offices are and the impact they have on your everyday life.
Voter registration closed last week, but those already registered can still request mail-in ballots by the end of the day today. A Pennsylvania state senator says his new bill could encourage new investment in aging steel plants. For WHYY, Tom Reese tells us more.
Democratic Mon Valley Senator Nick Bisitano says his legislation isn't a direct response to the contentious proposed sale of U.S. steel to Japanese Nippon Steel. But discussions about the plight of Pennsylvania steel in general got the wheels turning. Bisitano's bill would reduce the state sales tax for Pennsylvania-made steel and create a, quote, two-tier tax credit for investments made in PA plants themselves. One credit would be available to all producers.
The second tier, the additional credit available for making investments in the newest kind of steel technology. So those are electric arc furnaces, improved environmental processes.
He says investment in new technology can improve efficiency and worker safety. And he says the recently announced shutdown of two PA plants, one near Harrisburg and one outside Philadelphia, proves the industry needs help. I'm Tom Reese in Harrisburg.
Government transparency advocates in Delaware say state lawmakers are again slow walking a bill that creates an independent inspector general. Keith Steck is with the Delaware Coalition for Open Government. He says they are urging the General Assembly to pass the legislation this year. He says most legislators support the idea, but leadership fails to act.
The problem has been it stalls. It stalls with the leadership. And the last couple of years, and this year is no exception.
An inspector general would be able to look into waste in state government and issue public reports. In sports, it was the Cardinals beating the Phillies Monday 3-2. Now, the Phils are hosting the Cards again tonight. It's game two of their three-game set at the park, and we'll see what happens with the weather, which, you know, they're calling for rain and such. Probable pitchers tonight are Jesus Luzardo for the Phils, Sonny Gray for the Cardinals. The 76ers have locked in the number three overall pick in the 2025 NBA draft. And the Eagles, they are known to be hosting the Cowboys. This is happening September 4th. It's the NFL's season opener kickoff on the 4th of September. It's a Thursday night. It will be televised nationally. And your forecast, rain today, a high close to 69 degrees. Rain likely tonight, a low of 60 in Philly. Rain early tomorrow and then some showers in the afternoon.